U of I alumnus Lee Archambault says he grew up riveted by the lunar missions of the 60s and 70s. He was raised in the Chicago area in the shadow of another astronaut. Eugene Cernan is best known for his role in three NASA missions, including as commander of Apollo 17 in 1972. And like him, Archambault is from the suburb of Bellwood. In an interview provided by NASA, he called Cernan one of his heroes.
Standing in a parade when I was about 6 years old, honoring Mr. Cernan's first mission in the Gemini program. So we followed Mr. Cernan's career along quite well, quite closely, and it was interesting to see him walk on the moon, and actually still has to this day the distinction of being the last man to walk on the moon.
Archambault says his parents worked hard to ensure he'd attend college, and he wasn't about to let them down.
My mother ended up becoming a nurse, my dad a fireman in the Chicago area, and they both worked a lot of extra part-time jobs and overtime in addition to their primary jobs to make sure both myself and my sister had the opportunities that they didn't. And when I was able to go away to college at the University of Illinois, I was determined not to waste their hard-earned their money.
And faculty at the U of I say that same willpower would show as Archambault was working towards degrees in the late 70s and early 80s with the focus of becoming a pilot.
He was almost aggressive in getting work done.
Ken Sivier, a professor emeritus of aeronautical and astronautical engineering, helped Archambault earn his master's degree.
You're assigned or choose a student, and time goes by, and it's time to get a thesis done. I can't remember how long it took him to do it, but it seemed to me he did it within 2 or 3 months.
For that thesis, Archambault completed a numerical study on a problem within aeronautical engineering. While solving complicated mathematical equations, students in such a field of study often get tips on their writing. But a former U of I instructor and publications editor says Archambault never needed it. Arthur Chamberlain says their conversations often turned to other things, including his love for hockey and seeking a more competitive level of play.
So he would come in and belabor the fact that he was on the Illini club hockey, and he wanted to really play in the Big Ten hockey. So one time I suggested, well, why don't you transfer to the University of Wisconsin? And he said, oh, I'd love to, but I can't. They don't have an aerospace department.
After getting his master's degree, Archambault joined the Air Force and flew in 22 combat missions during the Gulf War. Later, he logged more than 4,000 hours as a test pilot before being selected as a pilot by NASA in 1998. Just before his first space shuttle mission in 2007, Archambault made a return trip to the U of I campus. Aerospace engineering professor John Prussing watched him as he met with engineering students. He says like many astronauts, Archambault has a way of making his job sound easy.
He tends to understate things that are very difficult that he had to do involving moving the robot arm. And his description would usually be, this took a lot of concentration, rather than saying, you know, my heart was thumping so hard I couldn't see straight or anything like that.
On this week's trip, Archambault is headed back to the International Space Station. This 7-member crew is responsible for delivering solar wings to the site. They'll produce 66 kilowatts of electricity, or enough to provide power to about 30 homes of more than 2,800 square feet. They'll also be leaving one crew member there, while another astronaut at the station will be brought back to Earth. Archambault is one of 5 U of I graduates to be part of the space program. The others are Joe Tanner, Steve Nagel, Dale Gardner, and Scott Altman, who's the commander for a Space Shuttle Atlantis mission to the Hubble Space Telescope scheduled for May. NASA is close to ending its shuttle program, but new spacecraft are being developed to take men and women back to the moon and beyond, and Archambault expects more interest to come along with it. In the NASA interview, he says it was men walking on the moon that got him hooked on the space program.
Today's children have not seen us explore the unknown, but when we start doing that again with the Orion and Constellation program, when we go to the moon for the first time in their lives and go on to Mars for the first time in history, these young adults will be just as inspired, if not more, than our generation was when we saw Neil Armstrong walk on the moon.
Lee Archambault will be able to gauge a bit of that support later this year. He's expected back on the U of I's Urbana campus to discuss his travels. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.